This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a net neutrality story. Now, remember, that's the idea repealed by the Federal Communications Commission earlier this year that internet service providers have to treat all content equally. No slowing down, no higher prices, no nothing. Those ISPs are now free to do what they like with content on their networks. And Verizon did. The Los Angeles Times reports this morning that while the huge Mendocino complex fire up in Northern California was at its worst, Verizon told the Santa Clara County Fire Department it would have to upgrade its data package if it wanted unrestricted service. The company now says throttling data speeds while the fire was burning was a customer service mistake. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
A lot of the talk about the dangers of repealing net neutrality have focused on things like whether service providers like AT&T would give preferential speeds to HBO and other content it owns. Public safety, not a big part of the discussion. Gigi Sohn researches technology law and policy at Georgetown. She says this incident...
Why it's relevant is it demonstrates that ISPs, like Verizon, will act in their economic interests even at the expense of public safety.
Anytime there's mention of data throttling, it brings up the idea of net neutrality and its recent repeal. But Verizon, which did not give an interview for this story, says net neutrality wasn't the issue here. They may have a point.
It's not clear to me that there are implications of this case for net neutrality.
Blair Levin is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says Verizon pushing for more money during a fire would have been legal, even with net neutrality in place.
The actions that Verizon took, though they certainly violate good customer service, do not strike me as being illegal under that contract.
But the wildfire incident is already cited in an appeal of the FCC's decision to get rid of net neutrality. Tuna Amobi is an analyst at CFRA Research.
I think you're likely to see more and more calls from the proponents of net neutrality to perhaps use this as some leverage to, you know, maybe rekindle the debate.
On the agenda, oversight. Without net neutrality in place, there's no real authority making sure internet service providers aren't jeopardizing public safety. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.